A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Chaf Aleph, Nedarim 21a, pagination is 41. We'll start on the facing page, the last three lines, the new Mishnah starting the third Perek. Arba Nedarim, there are four cases of vows. Hitiru Chachamim, that the sages permitted. And even though vows normally are very serious, and if we have a doubt, we're very careful. But in these four cases, the Chachamim said that it's going to be permitted, and the vow is not binding. And the first of those cases is Nidre Ziruzin, vows of encouragement, where you're trying to get somebody else to do something that you want them to do, and you make a vow in order to elicit a certain response, which the Mishnah explains was essentially a bargaining tactic. Let's see on the second line of the Mishnah. Nidre Ziruzim Ketzad. How exactly does this work? Hayamoche Chefetz. If a person is selling an item, V'omar, and he says, Konam She'eni Poches Lacha Min Hasela. I make a konam. I make this vow that I will for sure not lower the price more than a selah, or less, to sell it for less than a selah. A selah is 4 dinarim. Think of it like a dollar coin, and it has 4 quarters within it. V'hala omer, and the prospective buyer says, Konam she'eni mosif lecha al hashekel. I make a konam, I make a vow, that I'm not going to give you more than a shekel. A shekel is 2 dinarim. Think of it like a half a dollar. And we have a stalemate over here, where one is vowing not less than 4, and one is vowing not more than 2, the equivalent of, we said in our ratios, 2 quarters. Shneim rotzim b'shlosha dinarim, the Mishnah concludes, they really both want the item to be sold at 3 dinarim, 3 out of the 4 coins that the seller was demanding. And therefore, these vows are nothing more than bargaining tactics. And really, the vows are not binding. They intend to sell. But it's a little bit like a person says, and that's my final price. And then there's a final price after the final price, after the bargaining concludes. So the Gemara says, Arba'on Nedarim Itiru Chachamim, regarding these 4 vows, of which we discussed one, we're discussing Nidre Ziruzim, vows of encouragement. Amale Rabbi Abba Bar Mama L'Rav Ami, Amritlon Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, we were told in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, who lived in an earlier generation. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia lived in a later generation. He was a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but it's not the same person. In any case, he was quoted as saying, Man Tana Arba'o Nedarim, who is the Tana of this Mishnah, meaning it's not universally held, and it's a specific opinion. Rabbi Yehuda he, it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Mishum Rabbi Tarfin, who said in the name of Rabbi Tarfin, La'olam ein echad mehem nazir, neither of them are nazirim, lefisha lo nitna nazirus ela la'afla, because nazirus has to be clearly articulated. What is he talking about? There's a case where a person with long hair passes by, and each of these 2 people makes a vow. One of them makes a vow, if he is a Nazir, I should become a Nazir. And the second one says, if he is not a Nazir, I should become a Nazir. Now, in theory, one of them, for sure, is supposed to be a Nazir. But in practice, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya ruled that neither of them is a Nazir because it wasn't clearly articulated. At the time that you made the vow, it wasn't clear to us what the man's status was. Does he have long hair because it's new age to do that? Or does he have long hair because he's a Nazir? And the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was that this is following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the name of Reb Tarfon, that because it's not clear, therefore it isn't binding. Rava Omar Rava disagreed and said, Afilu Temer Rabbonon, our Mishnah can even follow the opinion of the Rabbonon, who held in that case of a Nazir passing by in front of them, that one of them is for sure a Nazir, and if you're not sure, you're going to have to be Machmir, and maybe you're the one who's the Nazir. Whereas, in our case of Nidre Ziruzim, he would agree that it is not binding. And he explains, Miktani Shneim Ratzu, it doesn't say in our Mishnah they ended up agreeing to three. Shneim Rotzim Ktani, they both wanted all along three. In other words, Bezdin, Chazal, take a look at this case of haggling, and they come to the conclusion that when one says two and one says four, and they're both promising that they're not going to budge, really what they're saying is, I firmly want to settle at three. And that's what they're saying all along, not that they suddenly decided to say that. And therefore, the neder, the vow, is not binding, because clearly, in our mind, we understand this, it was a case of haggling. Let's continue with one more little piece and leave it as a question. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Amar lo tfei mi sela, if the first one, the seller, would say, I want nothing less than a little bit more than a sela. Vahala Omar, and the other one says, Batsur mi shekel, I will pay you no more than a little bit less than a shekel. I'm going to give you a shekel and I still want change. I'm not giving you more than that. Nidra have, are these binding nidarim? O ziruzim have, or do they follow the same pattern as the Mishnah, that this is nothing more than an encouragement, a tactic, but it's not actually a binding vow? The Ran explains, what changed over here that gives us concern, and we think maybe it was a binding neder, is number one, because the person is talking bidiyuka, very, very precisely. If you say, I will sell it for nothing less than a sela and a little bit more than a sela, it's like saying, I'm going to sell it to you for $1.10, nothing less. So because he was so precise in the pricing, perhaps it indicates that it's not nidre ziruzim, it's truly a final offer. The Ran says another insight, demirach ki kulei hai, that the two prices are so distant from one another. In other words, on an item of four coins, we were willing to tolerate a deviation of up to two coins. But if the upper person goes just a drop higher and the lower person goes just a drop lower, then it's no longer the classification of Nidrei Ziruzim, where you're encouraging the other person to come through. The difference would be very simple between this first explanation of the Ran and the second. What happens if he does greater distance, greater disparity between the two prices? Instead of saying 4, he says 5. So then, according to the approach that it's bidiyuka, he's being so precise, and that's what's getting us nervous about this. So 5 is not a precise number. It's a whole number. It's not like he said $4.10. 5 is a reasonable haggling number. According to the second approach, demirachki, that the two prices are so far away, so then a person saying 5 and the other person still saying 2, it's certainly a very distant presentation, and it would not be so simple to simply say Nidrei Ziruzim, that it's a vow of encouragement. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.